Hey, hey, hot tubbers. Welcome to the podcast, Tub Talk with the Hot Tub Lady. I am your host, Jackie Johnson. This podcast is all about knowledge, tips and tricks, and everything you need to know to become a happy hot tubber. Today, we are bringing on a brand new hot tub seller. His nickname is Charmer, and Dustin Hutchinson from Hot Springs of Iowa. Hey, Dustin, how are you today?
Good, Jackie. Nice to be on your show finally.
It's nice to meet you. I've been watching you on Facebook, and you are just exploding on the hot tub world. You're doing a phenomenal job. You've just come off of a couple of really impressive over there in Iowa. And why don't we just start with a little bit? Who are you? Who do you work for? How'd you get into this hot tub thing?
Yeah, my nickname's Charmer. Got it from Top Gun School for hot spring spas that Watkins has for the top sellers. So that's how I got that name. Shout out to my mom who gave me that call sign. But no, I work in the Clive, Iowa store at Hot Spring Spas. Thad Shaven and his siblings have been owning it for 45 years. And we have three stores in Minnesota and three in Iowa. And I've been on there for 14 months now. And the GM, Ryan Hutchison, who has the same last name as me, ironically, spelled differently, I was selling cars at the time, and he said, hey, we need a hot tub salesman. And I said, how many people buy hot tubs? Obviously, I've had one, and my parents have had one for years, but I decided to take a jump at it and haven't looked back, and it's been amazing so far.
Definitely been good for the industry. Again, I follow you on Facebook. And if anybody wants to follow along, Dustin, I have all of your information down below, your Facebook link and the store link down there. And they can definitely get a hold of you that way. But you have just done an amazing job, and you have very much embraced the hot tub lifestyle. You are 100% out there selling it, living it, loving it. I'm going to throw this out here really quickly, because this is when you first got my attention, was the tattoo on your arm. I don't know if you can bring that up and show that a little bit. But so he's got the logo right there in the corner, and then his call sign is Charmer. So yeah, that looks great. And yep. he believes in this product so much that he actually tattooed it on his arm. And good job. Wow. So that's a big deal. And what that's saying to me, what's that saying to your customers? What's that saying to your employer? That you believe in this product. You love this product. Tell me what made you decide that you were going to be all in.
Yeah. So after doing this for a little over a year now, I didn't realize how great hot spring spa is compared to the rest of the market out there. And then owning my own personal hot spring spa, I could just tell the difference in just everything it brings to the table compared to ones I've been in my lifetime, the one my parents used to own till I upgraded them to a hot spring spa. It's just night and day difference. And I wouldn't be doing what I've done so far and telling all my friends, let alone customers as well, that are going to contact me all the time and get them in something I don't believe in. But it's the quality's there. And I always tell people it's not what you buy, it's who you buy from, because I already know we have the quality hot tub. So.
And I guess that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on here so bad is fall is one of the absolute best times to buy a hot tub. We all know that. I think that was last week's podcast, is why fall is the best time to buy a hot tub. And then, of course, the Iowa State Fair is just huge. Everybody knows how big the Iowa State Fair is. Heck, we get all the presidential nominees to show up at the Iowa State Fair. There's just that many people there. But you have done some things that when I tell people when it comes time to buy a hot tub, And I get this on all my consultation calls. Everybody's the people who are shopping, they want to know what brand a hot tub they should buy. Should they buy this one? Should they buy that one? Should they what the, and they always want to talk price. And I do talk price with people offline, but it's not about the price. It's never about the price. It is about who you buy it from. I'm always going to tell you to buy a hot tub from the person that you feel you can have a personal relationship with, because you are entering a personal relationship with your hot tub salesperson. And I know you've embraced that. Just tell me how you present and what your thoughts are when it comes to people buying a hot tub.
Yeah, it's a 15, 20 year investment, because that's how long they last. You can get something for cheap that will last you, you know, a summer, you know. So like you said, it's not necessarily price aside. You let them know what everything a hot tub does, because we're obviously wellness consultants. So I always tell people, you have one body for the rest of your life. So is it worth spending the extra money to take care of that and get what you need and what a hot tub actually should do for you? Or do you just want to go on the light side and not get what you're supposed to be getting just for a little bit, very little bit of time? So you just got to emphasize to them what it brings to the table and lead them in the right direction, because we have four different collections at all different price points. It makes it a lot easier as well.
It does help. It does help do that. So if a customer would come into you and they would be like, I'm just starting to look, what direction would you point them? How would you take that question? Because we get it every single day. I'm just starting to look. Where do you go from there?
I just look at them, smile, and say, you got to start somewhere, but you came to the right place. This is where you need to be. Let me make this a fun experience for you and show you around, and then ask them questions. You listen, you ask and listen. So don't talk too much and go overboard. They've never been a hot tub user before. So just ask them, what are they wanting out of a hot tub? Do they have any back pains? What do they do for a living? How many kids are in their family? And just get to know them. Be personable. Just have a good conversation. I'm not selling them anything. I'm just having a conversation. And then it just falls into place from there. And then they leave with a hot tub they're excited about, right? I'm not trying to sell them anything. I'm just trying to actually just be myself and make them comfortable being around me, and then guide them in the right direction, and then make them make that decision. So,
and for those of you listening that are out there thinking about buying a hot tub, that is probably the most valuable piece of information that you could ever get when it comes to shopping for a hot tub. You need to be comfortable with the person you're buying from, and you need to be able to know that you're going to have questions. You're 100% going to have questions, and you want to be able to feel comfortable enough that you can actually contact that person, or you know that they're going to answer your questions, because the excitement of buying and then the excitement of the first soak, there's a lot of stuff that happens between this point and that point. And it's important that to know that the person that's selling you the hot tub is going to be there to take care of you after the sale.
Oh yeah, I get calls all the time at 8 o'clock at night, and mm-hmm. I answer. They appreciate that, and that just makes their experience even better. And they're all excited because they know they can count on me, and that's what I want always to do. So
yeah, and that's when I'm selling. It's the same way. You know, here's my cell number. Here's my Facebook page. This is how you get a hold of me here. Of course, we want you to call the store. There are times when we'll have to say we got to get the service department involved, but yep. You help guide them through that and get them to that position as soon as you can. And it's being a hot tub seller, and a lot of people assume that salespeople are constantly always trying to take you to the biggest ticket. Because they're like, oh, they're always just trying to sell me the biggest, baddest one. And that's not the case for myself. You and I have been talking for quite a while today. That's not the case for you. I love your listening. This is what I do, is I listen and I try to find out what's important to you. Take me through that process a little bit. How do you decide what, or help them decide what the perfect hot tub is for them?
We'll be right back.
Tub Talk by the Hot Tub Lady is brought to you by the new award-winning book, Hot Tub Clarity, an easy guide for new and frustrated hot tub owners. This easy-to-understand book will help you with all your hot tub's questions about maintenance and chemicals. It is a great book, and you can find it on Amazon. Just search Hot Tub Clarity Book when you get to Amazon. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Hot Tub Clarity logbooks. There's one for saltwater hot tubs, chlorine hot tubs, and at-ease systems. These books are a great tool to have in your arsenal. They will help you become a happy hot tub.
Yeah, just for an example, it could be at the store, at the fairs, an older couple comes up. We're just looking for a basic two-person hot tub, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, this is the most comfortable triangle hot tub that just does what you need it to do. And it's called the TriStar hot tub. And I get them in there, make it a little romantic. You got a waterfall in between the two of you, some armrests, some foot jets below you. You guys can stare at the stars at night and get a little massage. And they're like, this is all we want. And this is perfect. I'm not going to get them to a six-person, seven-person grandee when they're just told me they want something basic and small for the two of them. So, like I said, everybody just listen to what their needs are and they will be happy. Mm-hmm. And that might give them some options as well. So we have some other 2 to 3 person hot tubs as well. But yeah, I just try to see what they say and give them my best opinion on what I think. And then they go from there.
That's the key. That's the key for sure. And that's, as a prospective buyer, that is what you're looking for when it comes time to buy a hot tub, is you want to somebody that's going to listen to you and not tell you what you want, but listen to you. And that's, I think you've done that really well. What has been your favorite thing about selling hot tubs? So you've been doing this, what, 16, 14?
13, 14 months. Yeah. Just a little over a year, roughly.
And you've exploded onto the industry floor. And what's the best part about it for you?
I just love the interaction, their excitement on their faces or their kids' faces, and just seeing what they have to say after they get it. That excites me when they send me pictures so I can post on Facebook on, here's my new hot tub outside all put together. They're excited when they send me that and tell me how much they enjoy using it. So I just like the part about just meeting different people and getting to know them as well. So I always tell people, I'm not here just for this hot tub to get it sold to you. I'm mm-hmm. going to be here for many years as you grow with this hot tub and get a relationship with them. And it's fun to hear things that they have to say. And then another good part about this job is they tell their friends and then reach out to me as well. It's good hearing good feedback from people you sell to that leads into more business down the road. And that's what it's all about, is just having fun with it, no pressure. And mm-hmm. it's just always good to see people excited about the hot tub, because I always tell people the quality is already there. It's just making their process and journey a fun and easy experience to make them go over that hump to finally get a hot tub regarding the price. So
for me, and I don't know if you can attest to this or not, but for me, the most satisfaction I get about everything that I do, and the reason I'm so passionate about hot tubs, is I know that when you get a hot tub, whether it's mine or somebody else's, you are improving your life. You are taking care of those aches and pains. You're going to help those conversations. You're going to help the marital relationship. You're going to be able to spiritually be happier where you are because you can focus and relax, and it's good for your health, all those things. So for me, it's what I love the most, is I know that I'm helping people every single time I sell a hot tub. Do you feel you're getting that? Do you feel that you're changing people's lives? When
absolutely, absolutely. And that's the other amazing thing about what we do is people with bad backs, you get it all the time, or arthritis, can't sleep. You're giving them something that you know that's going to change, be a game changer. And I also tell them, a lot of people that have kids, like, this is the best time where they don't have no device, iPad, phone. You can get to know how their day was at school and have a good family, 30-minute family talk, and it's priceless, right? So it's just a good time also as a family to interact, get the wellness you need, and sleep better, and get to know how your kids are doing. Mm-hmm. So.
And it all is just intertwined. You just mentioned sleeping better. If you're sleeping better, you're performing better. If you're performing better, you're making more money. It's all your best ideas come from the hot tub. I don't know about you, but when I'm in the hot tub, that's where I come up with the absolute best ideas. And that's why I have to sit in the hot tub before my podcast, because I come up with good questions there. But
I think that's where I came up with my t-shirt ideas, in the hot tub.
Yeah. Well, so those of you who are just listening to the podcast, Dustin's got a great t-shirt on right now. It says, "You had me at hot tub." And then it says, "Dustin Hot Springs of DSM." This is one of the reasons that he really caught my attention. So when you're a really dedicated hot tub seller, you create your own business inside the business, and you've done that. So talk about your t-shirt idea. Talk about how that's created lifelong customers for you.
Yeah, no, good question. Real quick, shout out to my buddy who made the shirts, Dan Bradley at Berserk Shirts. They're the extra soft t-shirts, like, just, you can sleep with them, you can wear them out to the grocery store, wherever, they're comfortable. But no, I thought it'd be a good idea at the fair, especially, which I think, talking to you, it should be a thing I should do all the time, and I love it, because after showing them around and getting the hot tub they need, by the way, you get one of my special t-shirts and get pictures with them, and they're all excited about it as well. No, the t-shirt idea, I think just something I decided to do to make it extra fun, out of my own pocket, just to show them I appreciate them as well. It goes a long ways, something little like that as well. But yeah, it's fun.
And one of the things I love is, so every time you give away one of these t-shirts, if the customer's comfortable with it, you take a picture and you post that on Facebook. And that just gets more and more people talking, and I'm assuming you tag them in your photos, and it spreads the word that the hot tubs are amazing, and I'm proud of you for that. I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been good, and like you said, it's all about making your own business inside the business, and I just try to promote what I bring to the table and what you're going to get when you're dealing with me, just like the stuff you do at your store. It makes a difference on who you're buying it from, how you go about your business, but you just got to have fun with it.
And I know you know this as well as I know this. We're very proud of the dealerships that we work for, and they're fantastic. And every single person that ever comes in is always going to get well taken care of by every person in that dealership. But it's fun to set yourself apart a little bit.
Yeah, just in the country, not just your place or Thad's business. It's every nationwide Hot Spring Spas. We're the number one dealer out there, and makes it so much fun to work with someone like that. A good company and good ownership, and meeting people like you just from being in the business, and a few others I've met, been able to meet doing what I do. It's fun.
It is fun, and the fact that it is a Hot Springs or a Watkins brand makes it so easy, because you know that that's a quality product. You know that you can say you got a 20-year parts guarantee. You know that you can say this is the most efficient hot tub out there. You know you can say the salts is fantastic, and they've got your back. And they do what they say and say what they do, and that makes life a lot easier when you know that you have the quality as well. because it's, and you and I were talking too, we've sold other brands, we both have, and it's just, yeah, you have to do what you have to do, and especially when you couldn't get them there for a little bit, but it's, and I know your store well enough, and I know you've always sold quality stuff, and we've always sold quality stuff, but it's just different. It's just when you're selling a Hot Springs or you're selling a Limelight or a Caldera or anything along that lines, it definitely, that you're never going to have to worry about it. You, if there's ever a problem, they're going to step up and take care of it. And for me, that's total peace of mind. And I like to take that on to my customers as well. I think that's easily said and easily done, but for sure. So tell me about the fairs. Tell me, the Iowa State Fair, I know, is just one of the absolute best places to buy a hot tub. And you guys do that better than anybody else in the country. And tell me why. Why is that such an event, and why is it so successful for the hot tub?
It's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of our year. It's the biggest event, not just for our store, for Watkins, I think nationwide. It's, you're selling 150 to 200 hot tubs in those 11 days and getting people that haven't heard about us before or don't even know anything about hot tubs, but they come across our booth from a small town, and we bring excitement and fun to our booth, have several hot tubs, as Watkins makes 4 different collections, 25 different hot tubs out there, and it's just eye appealing, of especially the look of the High Life collection as well.
Right.
Night and day difference. But the fair, to answer your question, it's just everybody in the state of Iowa for those 11 days go out there to get some good fair food and have a good time, maybe go see some concerts, go for some rides. But once they come across us, it's hard not to say no.
Right.
And get a good hot tub, like you said. It's a wellness product, and if you want to sleep better and get a good massage and help your aches and pains, that is just a no-brainer, I tell people. It just is. But it's a great event, and we're fortunate to have it.
Yes, you are very, I wish, we try to duplicate it, and we try to do events, shows, and that type of thing, and everybody in the country tries to duplicate it. You just can't duplicate the fair in Iowa. Is it the, I used to work the Nebraska State Fair way back in the day, probably way before your time, and the industry has come so far. They used to come by in Nebraska, and they would be like, oh, that's a big bathtub, that won't fit in my bathroom, and it's, people understand a hot tub's a hot tub now, and it's definitely become a household appliance, and everybody should have one if they don't have one. But it's interesting, and the cold plunges are now in that same category. What's that? Why would I want it? That type of thing. You guys had a few of those out at the fair as well, didn't you?
We got one, and
I mean, they're brand new.
We just got it like literally a couple days before the fair started.
Right.
Called the Arctic Plunge. I know our company and maybe another, maybe few dealers out there in the country have them. It's a great product. I actually tried it out a few times at the store, made it about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
They're tough.
Yeah. It definitely helps your inflammation, your body. It makes you feel like $1 million. It really does, because it does a lot that hot tubs do as well, just mm-hmm. in a different way, different avenue. But yeah, we just got them on display right now. So if anyone's looking for the opposite of a hot tub and shock your body, Arctic Plunge is the way to go. It's
right.
Got a filtration system, a filter. You plug it into a 110 outlet, and it goes from 37 degrees to 80. Stainless steel inside. You only have to drain every 8 to 12 weeks, but it definitely is better than buying ice every day at
right.
the gas station and loading it up.
It's cheaper. If you think about it, it's definitely cheaper to go that route. I know we got one in at our store, and I did try it, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't enjoy getting into it. I did make it 3 minutes, but It was a challenge. I did get out, but what I would tell you, I was totally addicted to it. It is all I thought about for the next week. I couldn't wait to get back in it again because I felt so much better afterwards. And they are a great great complement to the hot tubs and the saunas. So I've got the hot tub and the sauna. And then if you jump from one to the other, the benefits are just multiplied. And I don't have a cold plunge here at the house yet, but they're just, you know, as you know, they're just starting to come in and getting to the point, and we got to get the customers taken care of first. But
I'll get you one, Jackie, if you need one. We'll hook you up.
I appreciate that. We'll have to see what I end up with in my backyard, but there will be one back there for sure. It'll be interesting to see how it does in the winter in our cold climates that we have, but
they can be outside, by the way, inside, yes, or outside. It's not going to freeze.
So. And they have covers as well, which is awesome. They keep them from freezing, because I know everybody has seen the TikToks or the Instagrams where somebody's out there with an axe breaking the ice out of their cold plunge. And you shouldn't have to be doing that with these. So I am excited to see how those go. What would you consider? Let's talk about salt. What do you think about saltwater hot tubs?
I just tell people it's a game changer. It really is. Just a softer, better overall experience. You don't have that chlorine smell, odor. I think it's a little easier to maintain. I don't say it's nothing you have to do, because you do.
No, there is work involved.
So for people out there, you got to still maintain it, but just a little, I think, a couple few less process steps. You're not dumping chlorine in there all the time. So just better for your skin. I always tell families who have kids, especially with dry skin, eczema, irritated skin, fill this water and fill this water. We have great chlorine hot tubs too, and we have a special product for those people called Soft Skin that we use in those hot tubs, which is amazing as well. I personally use that because my hot tub didn't quite make that saltwater mark because it's 15 years old.
But it's still running.
Still great. I use it every night. But saltwater is just a better overall experience, I tell people. It's like putting that cherry on top of your sundae to, you know, give you that extra sweetness, because just a good feeling. And you only have to drain your hot tub once a year, and there's so many different benefits to it. You only have to change out that cartridge every 4 months rather than checking it every night, putting chlorine in there.
Anybody that's followed me or anybody that's watched my channel, I am a saltwater girl. I will always tell somebody, if it works for you, you should do salt over anything else every single time. But there are some tricks to it, and you definitely, it's about getting it dialed in at the very beginning. And if as long as you get it set up correctly, you will absolutely love it, and you will think it's the best thing that you ever did. If you don't, you're going to struggle a little bit. But once you figure it out, it is a game changer, as you said. Now, I've been a chlorine girl my whole life up until I got my saltwater hot tub here. Gosh, I've had it 8 years now. I've had several saltwater hot tubs, but for sure I've been doing 8, and I fought kicking and screaming. I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. And once I got it, it was, you will never get it out of my backyard. And I have done every hot tub out there. I've done every chemical out there. Everything was going to be the end all be all. And this is, you were never going to have to do anything again. Ozone was going to be, that was going to be it. You were never going to have to add anything to your hot tub ever again. Ozone's great. I think people should get ozone, but it is not the end all be all. And I haven't found the one thing that is, this is all you're ever going to have to do. But they're getting better every day, and there's a lot of new stuff coming out that's great, and the salt systems are awesome. What's your favorite hot tub to sell?
Oh, there's a handful. The Jet Setter LX, because I personally own the Jet Setter, and I just love the layout of it. So for someone that's just looking for a 2 to 3 person, that's, I think, the way to go. It's just a great hot tub. Now, if you want the big boy, the grandee, or the envoy, those two go hand in hand, just depending on how you want a seating situation, if you want a lounger and low lounger. But those are the Tesla of hot tubs.
Yes.
No one on the market, I don't care what anyone says, has that High Life collection. They might have our other ones as far as their best, but no one has the High Life collection.
No
one
does.
I can promise you that. And that's why we're the best. But those two, and then if you want your, I always say, best bang for your buck, quality, good price, for those people out there that want to maybe just get a hot tub just to start seeing if they like it or not, the Rhythm and Relay are my bread and butter as far as getting you a first hot tub to see how you like things. You can always upgrade to a salt water, but I have a lot of friends that go that route, and nothing but good feedback.
It's a nice size. It's that 7x7. It's got that inline spa frog system, and which for me personally, if you're not on salt, I think you should do the inline spa frog system. That is definitely my personal opinion. That's what my book, we'll do a plug for the book right now. But the book Hot Tub Clarity, that's exactly what I tell you. You should do salt first, Addy's chlorine system second, and the chlorine third is my personal opinion. If you have other opinions, I'm happy to hear what your thoughts are on that. Or
I agree with you.
Okay.
I always tell people, price aside, you sit in all those hot tubs and the way they're formatted, just what you just said, 10 out of 10 are going to choose the saltwater system.
Right.
Price aside, it'd be 100% of our business if people wanted to spend the extra money for it. And fine if not, we have all great four different collections, two in saltwater and two the other way. But yeah, it's, like I said, it's night and day difference.
For sure. My comments aren't coming up, but Kayla also asked the question. She goes, what's your favorite to soak in? So not only is what's your favorite to sell, what's your favorite to soak in? Because so you have the ability, because you're in the showroom, you can soak in any hot tub at any time. So
I've sat in them, most all of them. I would say the lounger, captain's chair, and the envoy, or the corner seats in the grandee. Those are one of my favorite two spots on each to sit in and soak in. And then the Jet Setter LX with the new version with the hamstring and the calf jets and the feet jets. Mine doesn't have all those leg jets, but still love the Moto Massager, which no one else has.
Now, you were talking earlier that you had the Jet Setter, like a 2007 or something like that Jet Setter. Is it LX or is it a regular Jet Setter?
Just a regular 2007. So. Works like a champ. Like you said early on this show, best energy efficient hot tub. I don't even see the difference on my energy bill. Maybe
you don't even
12, 13 bucks.
Yeah, so it's
run,
nothing.
Run all year. Yeah.
And you live in Iowa. It's cold in Iowa. It definitely makes a difference. And then of course the as long as we go down that road, the insulation that's in all of these hot tubs, whether it's the Free Flow TriStar that you talked about at the very beginning of the hot tub, all the way up to the Grandee, every single one of these hot tubs is just got this insulation that is wow. That's why you don't notice them.
They pride themselves on better energy, and that's definitely a true statement. And then obviously the better water, because we just talked about the salt system, how amazing that 24-hour circulation pump and the feeling of salt water and not having to drain it only once a year. And then obviously the better massage. If you've never, people listening, haven't tried out the Moto Massage or any hot tubs out there that we have, they're just great massage and a great pressure point. Definitely makes me feel young again, even though...
you're still a babe in this whole thing, but it does, it's life changing. And I know at our location, we're really big about test soaks. We love to have people come in and try them, because once you try a hot springs, you're going to buy it. Just, you came from the car industry and test driving. How does that work in your location? Are you guys big proponents of that, or?
No, same as you. If I tell them straight up, if you're spending X amount of dollars on a hot tub, if it's $7,000 or $22,000, you want to know what you're going to get and feel, right? So I'm like, I have no problem you coming in before or after and meet you and have you do a wet test. And people, they might say, no, I just sat in it without water and I know I'm going to love it. Or people that do, it's right on the spot. They're like, yeah, where do I sign? Because it's just comfortable. Same with swim spas too. We have the best swim spa product out there. So if people are going to spend that type of money, I always tell them too, do a swim test and see how you like that X or E or R series. And you better be a good swimmer because that E will blow you out of the water. But it makes it fun. It makes it fun. And they get to see it, what they're going to get. Even if we are 8, 12, 16 weeks out, they have something that they know they tried out and they're looking forward to get, and just makes them even more excited.
And I would agree with you if you are, I do think you should wet test or test soak any hot tub. That's my personal opinion. I'm a big proponent of it, but even more so on the swim spas, because people just don't know what they don't know until you get in the hot tub and you realize what actually, or the swim spa and how that current actually works. It's night and day, and you definitely should do a test swim if you're considering a swim spa there. It's a big deal. We've got Shell Henderson. She says, can you give an opinion on different depths? Do the different seats change the hot tub? Have tall people in the family, I think is what she's trying to say there.
Yeah, they do, and that's what, not going to name drop any other hot tub companies out there, but there's some that just have one seating all the way across. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. But
I do.
Hot Springs has different levels of seating for short and tall people. But if you're in a tall family, the Pulse is a great hot tub for tall people with the foot space in the middle and then the depth of the seat, where you'll be comfortable and still hit your whole back and get you under that water, is the Pulse. Grandy is another one. But we have all different types.
Right. And so those 38-inch deep hot tubs are awesome. I have a Grandy at home, and it is 38 inches deep. There is, but I'm not the tallest person in the world, but those 7-foot hot tubs, 36 inches deep, you get down in those pretty deep as well. What I would tell you that's really important on the depth, when it comes to depth, is more so the foot room. That's a bigger deal than how deep the hot tub is. Because in your jet setter, that one's only 29 inches deep, but you stretch out in it. And so you do get your shoulders and stuff underneath that, where if there's no foot room and you can't stretch your feet out, or your feet, you find that your knees are up in your chest because you're 6'4" and you're sitting in a 7-foot hot tub or a 6'5" hot tub, that is not comfortable. That you need to be able to get down in there, and you need to be able to stretch your legs out. So my personal opinion is it's more, the actual size of the footwell is more important than the depth of the hot tub. That's something that I noticed.
Quick story, at the Iowa State Fair, I had a guy that's 6'6". Liked looking just at the show, the rhythm. I said sit in this rhythm, and he did. And his knees are up to his chest, and his wife's, you ain't comfortable. And I said, come here, let me go across the hall, get in this Pulse. He gets in there, and his wife's, oh yeah, you look real comfortable in there. And that's what they got, because he just was way, not that the rhythm's a bad hot tub, but for his height, like you just mentioned.
Right.
It's not about this. It wasn't about how depth of the seat. It was just where is his feet going, where the Pulse has more of a bucket seat where you can bend your legs and you have all that foot space and that footwell. So he definitely, that was his hot tub.
And it makes a huge difference. And like you were also talking about the TriStar earlier, that's a little two-person triangular hot tub. My stepdad is 6'7", and that's the hot tub that he has. But he can stretch out in that, and he can get his legs all the way out, but he can still get his shoulders in. Now, my mom is 4'11", so she doesn't need any leg room at all. But
there you go.
But it is important, and I would highly recommend anybody out there that's considering shopping a hot tub, do not buy a hot tub unless you sit in it. Even if you just sit in it dry, you need to sit in the hot tubs before you purchase them. Because they all look cool on the internet, or they all look cool in the brochure. The hot tubs are on the floors again. You're going to be able to see them, and you need to sit in the hot tubs. If I could give any hot tub shopper any advice, that's probably the biggest piece of advice that I could give you. If you have to go drive to go sit in it, it's a big deal. But
I got one more little piece of advice when it comes to that too, Jackie. I always tell people more is not always better either. Someone will come up to me and they're like, "Oh, I found a hot tub that has 80 jets and it's only $7,000," and then I always stop them real quick and I always say, picture a sheetrock wall on this side with 80 jets like you just said, and a sheetrock wall with 40 holes in this sheetrock wall with the same 220 50 amp power going through those 80 holes or 40 holes. I say, what is going to have more pressure through those holes? And they're like, the 40. I said, yeah, so more is not always better. Ours are designed for each hot tub to have so many jets per the size of it. But just because you have all these jets or holes in the shell, you're going to have no pressure coming out of there. Therefore, you're not going to have a good massage. Where on that 40 option, you're going to get what you need in that size. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. People need to slow down when they think that it looks cool with all these jets and stuff.
Right. So. And that's a super great point. And that's one of the other reasons I really love selling Watkins products, because their R&D, research and development team is absolutely, they think about that. Not only do they, so they may only have 38 jets in this hot tub, but they have a jet that goes up and down, which is the equivalent of 14 jets, but the jets hit you in the right spots. And they've had NASA engineers on these teams, and the people who design, help me with the car dealership, Lexus. They're all involved in the design process of this. Watkins is part of Masco. Masco is a huge conglomerate of, wow, I couldn't even say that word. But they're huge, and they have so much research and development that goes into the thought of every single one of these hot tubs. They aren't just building a shell, drilling holes, and say, oh, that's a good spot for a jet because it looks cool. And when I take a picture of it and I show it on the website, people are going to buy it. They actually think about it, and they think about the size of people. I'm 5'4", you're what? I have no idea.
5'11".
It's huge. It makes a big difference. My husband's 6 foot and I'm 5'4", and we both have our favorite seats in the hot tub, but they both hit us where they're supposed to hit us, which is a super big deal. They do. And it's good to do some research for sure. Tell me what is the one thing that you wish you could tell every single customer that's ever bought a hot tub from you? Or is thinking about buying a hot tub from you?
What's one thing I'd like to tell them?
Yes.
The ones that have bought from me, I appreciate everything, and I do what I can on my end day in, day out, and I will always go to bat for them because I know what we bring to the table, and I'm happy they chose what they chose as far as doing business with me and in our company in general. So shout out to them, and thankful for all of my customers I've had so far. And then future customers, one thing I would tell them is just get what you deserve and make sure, like you said, you try it out. And hot spring spas, like I said, it's just overall the best out there, because the most expensive hot tub, Jackie, out there is one you don't use.
Yes.
And you want a thing that you are comfortable in, even if it's for a little bit more money, just like everything else in this world. If you want a nice steak at a restaurant, you get what you pay for. Get them the best experience possible if they haven't already had that. And that's right. What I want to do.
And the thing that I've noticed just watching you and talking to your owners and that type of thing is you've always got the customer's best interest in mind. And I would say that's Hot Springs dealers in general, but it really resonates with what I've seen with what you're doing. I mean, you are about getting the right hot tub for the right person. You're not just, oh, hey, this one's on special and this is the one you should buy. You really get to know them. You listen to them and you know what's important to them and you're good at that. And I can't stress that enough how important that is to potential customers out there. Buy a hot tub from somebody you trust. I don't care what brand you buy, but buy a hot tub from somebody you trust. I'm sure you've got a few cents to add on that, but.
No, you said it exactly right. I just emphasize, want to build a relationship with them, get to know them. I'm not selling them nothing. I really am not. I'm just trying to have their next 15, 20 years be more enjoyable, relaxing, less stress, less hurt in their back, whatnot, and lead them into what they actually want out of a hot tub, because I don't pressure people. I don't do that. I just listen to them, like you said, and just be who I am. I tell them, it's your money. I don't care what you do with it, but I don't care if you spend $8,000 on this free flow or if you want the biggest, baddest, grandy hot tub, which we have, but what are you wanting to use it for? If you guys just want to have a cold beer and sit in 104 degree weather and get a good little massage and talk love stories at night, get this hot tub. It's all you need. It's all you need. If they say the word basic, I don't want any bells and whistles, yada, yada, yada. I sold a lot of free flows at the fairs because it's a good hot tub. It's simple. We don't have any electrical power to there. I'm like, great. All you need is a 110. We can just get you a little plug and play. And you don't have to worry about dropping money on an electrician. And they get all excited about that, too. We can come from different angles, too.
And that all makes a difference. And there's people that are heard horror stories of how much it costs to put all that stuff in. And if you get with the right person, for me, and I've been saying this for decades, that everybody should have a hot tub in their backyard because it is going to change your life. You are going to be a happier person with a hot tub in your backyard. It is going to, if the stress level is too high, you can go out there and just chill for a few minutes. I went through some major surgeries this year and I couldn't sit in my hot tub for about 3 months. And then when I finally could, just the fact that even those 30 minutes that I was in the hot tub, it took the pain away. The pain was back as soon as I got out, but I was able to not have pain for a while. There's always an angle that a hot tub is going to improve your life. So if you can improve your life, everybody should have one. And Watkins has made it so everybody can have one. There's with the four collections and now with all the pre-owned stuff that's out there. Yes, 2 years ago, hot tubs were hard to get a hold of. Yes, 2 years of hot two years ago, hot tubs were climbing like crazy in price points. But the market has leveled out. And not only should everybody get a hot tub, everybody should have a hot tub. And I love the fact that someone like you is looking at that and doing whatever you can to get everybody in a hot tub, because is going to change your life. And to me, I can't speak for you, but to me, that is one of the best feelings about what I do. So not to give you anything not to talk about now, because I took it all, but.
No, that's great. Everything you said is dead on. Hot water, some people don't realize what it actually does for you. It circulates your blood flow and circulation by 121%. The little things like that people don't know. How your body's hot, and then when you get out, it cools down, obviously, and that relaxes you to make you sleep better. But I always tell people, if you've been talking about a hot tub for years, people come to the fair, maybe next year, I've been thinking about it for several years, I always say, listen, hear me out. If you got a place to put one, you've been thinking about one, what's specifically holding you back? Because I can make your dreams come true right this minute, all right? So let's get you in a hot tub so you can enjoy it. Because next year you're going to come back and you're going to say, I should have bought last year, because just like everything in this world, prices go up. Mm-hmm. So invest in you. Don't look at it as a hot tub. Look at it as a wellness device where you're helping your own self out, right? Like we talked about earlier, you're going to make more money when you get up out of bed and you have more energy and you're not tired and you're not sore. And whatever job you do, if it's construction or being on your feet cutting hair all day, guess what? That hot tub's going to make you a heck of a lot more a go-getter the next day.
Yes.
That's what it does to me. And 100%.
And when you get to the point that you're a twice-a-day user, which I am, every morning and every night. However, I'm not going to lie, I was really bummed out about the Browns last night.
I almost cried because that's my team. It really is. Since I've been 5, I'm 43, so pound puppies. I used to have a lot of pound puppies when I was a kid. And I put them in this little dog kennel, in like a plastic one, and my dad said, you should name that. Or no, I said, I'm going to name it the dog pound. And my dad said, that's what the Browns are called, because Iowa doesn't have a pro team. So I've been a Cleveland Browns fan since I was 5. We've had a long years of not good quality football, but last night was depressing.
Last night was hard. My husband's been a Browns fan for probably 15, 20 years, and everybody knows he's a Browns fan. I'm actually a Packers fan, but because we have Browns on in the house, I've become a Browns fan. And there's been some really exciting times the last few years and not so much. And last night was heartbreaking. And I didn't use the hot tub last night because I was just like, I got to go to bed.
And he's a good – prayers go out to him and his family, because he's a good, player too. He's not cocky whatsoever. He does his job and he goes home. I just pray that – it's something that he can move past and still get a play again, because I'm sad for him.
Yeah, I hope he can play again too. I don't know. It didn't look good. But prayers to you, Mr. Chubb.
Prayers go out to Nick Chubb. So.
But yeah, anyway, so we digress. We shouldn't do that. So final thoughts. Anything you want to say about – we got about 3 minutes left. What do you want to tell people about hot tubs?
I just want to let them know that if you've been kicking the idea around, just think real quick in your mind, what's the holdup? I always try to ask questions. What's going on? I always tell people, too, if you don't have a place to put one necessarily right now, what we do, and you might do too, Jackie, or whoever, wherever you're at in this country, location, get the hot tub price reserved where it is now, and most companies will work with you if you're not ready for 4 or 6 months next spring, and lock in that and get excited about getting something. Then you can actually get that project done if you don't have a spot for it, getting the over that hump and getting a hot tub ordered. Then you can do the back end of what you need to get done, but just realize what it does to you.
On that note, I think people don't realize, a lot of people think you're going to walk in today, buy a hot tub, and you're going to have it tomorrow. That can and does happen, but very rarely. It's a process. I would say right now we're probably 4 to 6 weeks out for a delivery, even if we have it in stock. And if you have to order it, it's a little bit more than that. I can't speak for you guys, but that's where we are. And so there's a process that way too. And you got to line up your electrician, you got to get your concrete. We don't expect people to take them tomorrow when they buy them today. It's pretty rare. So
yeah, it's a process. You just got to make it a fun one. You really do. You have to be excited about what you're getting and get everything ready for it. But it's something that it's just not that easy either. You got to, like you said earlier, do your research and get things situated and stuff like that. But the longer you wait, the longer you're not going to have a hot tub.
And what it does for you, it is worth having a hot tub today. It's better than anything else you can buy right now. It really is. It's quality family time. It's wellness machine. It's helps you sleep better. It just improves everything without taking pills. And I absolutely, you all know that's why I'm here, is I'm a proponent for hot tubs. But now
you can use it all, you can use it all year round too.
And for those of those of us in the Midwest, that's a big deal. There's a lot of things that we can't use year round. So that's definitely for sure. That is our time. We are up for today. So just a couple quick reminders. Make sure you guys grab the book, Hot Tub Clarity. That's on Amazon. Join the private Facebook group. Dustin's actually on that group, Clean Your Hot Tub Filters. So you guys can get a reach him there. You can also, I've got all in the show notes, I've got his Facebook page. I'm sure he would be happy to talk to anybody and answer any questions there. Go buy a hot tub from him so you can get one of those really cool t-shirts, because they're awesome. They're very cool. But go check out his Facebook page and you will see the passion of a hot tub person, because Dustin is definitely the charmer in the hot tub world. So we're super excited for that. And guys, love that you joined us. And thanks for letting me help you become a happy hot tub owner. And we will be back next week.